Hi, it's Jim Douglas from the Max FM Morning Show. Okay, foodies, I'm going to challenge you. Do you know the difference between a sweet potato and a yam, or hash browns and home fries? Well, Brett Washaw, author of the book, What's the Difference? Recreational Culinary Reference for the Curious and Confused, is with us today. And her book is going to clear up a lot of these questions and mysteries. Brett, I'm glad this is a book and not a quiz, because I would have looked at you like I did my calculus midterm with like a blank expression, because it's a really interesting book. It explains the differences, and there's some big differences in some very similar food items.
Yeah.
Now, what inspired this? What inspired you to write this?
I came up with the idea after having a heated debate with some friends about the difference between a sweet potato and a yam. Mm-hmm. And I realized that I actually didn't know the answer, and I was kind of disturbed about that. So I did a bunch of research, and then just because I was curious, and then realized how many other similar types of questions I had swirling around my brain. So I pulled some friends, and I then started writing a newsletter about the differences between things people are confused for each other, and now it's a book, which is great.
Awesome. So, well, give me an example. What is the difference between, say, a sweet potato and a yam? You have to educate me here.
Great question. So something that will really shock you is that, so you know when you go to the grocery store and you see, you know, a section with sweet potatoes and you see a section that sometimes says yams?
Right.
Well, most of the time, those yams are not yams. They're actually sweet potatoes. They're just another type of sweet potato.
Oh, really?
Yes. True yams are a completely different vegetable, and they are starchier and crumblier than sweet potatoes, a lot less sweet, and they are common in African, Caribbean, and South American cuisines. And you probably aren't seeing any true yams at any just typical grocery stores. You're right. Really more likely to come across them in specialty or international grocery stores. So you may have not actually had a true yam, but you're eating on Thanksgiving is not a yam.
Well, you know, I was reading some of the other things that you were comparing. There is a difference between broccoli and broccoli rabe. What's the difference?
Oh, yeah. So broccoli it's a type of vegetable that's related to cabbages, cauliflowers, you know, that you can kind of like guess that difference. But
right. With
broccoli rabe, it's not a broccoli derivative, and it's actually more closely related to the turnip. And it's a bitter green, and it's particularly prevalent in Italian cooking. And it's going to be a lot leafier than normal broccoli and have definitely that more bitter flavor.
I totally see that there is, now that you pointed out, a difference, because I like broccoli, but I don't like broccoli rabe.
Right, there you go. I should have put in the book, Jim likes broccoli, like broccoli rabe.
You're trying to sell books. You don't want my name in that book if you want to sell the books, what I'm saying. Is this true? A little bird told me that you're going to be getting married next year?
Yes, that's true.
Are you going to be hovering over the entire buffet, or what's going to happen?
Well, there's a lot of deliberation about the food and the cater and stuff like that. But I will definitely be, you know, a lot of brides I hear like forget to eat at their wedding. That definitely won't be me. I'm sure I will be tasting everything.
This is what I want to know, because you are like foodie times infinity. Are you going to have pizza bagels at the wedding? That's what I want to know.
You know, maybe that's not a bad idea. Maybe some late night food, you know, before people leave. Give them some pizza bites and, you know, they'll be on their way.
Brett, I really find this really interesting. And obviously you have done a lot of research, and it really is a great read if you're a foodie or just really curious about some of these things. And I know there's like 100 of these in your book. So it's called What's the Difference? Recreational Culinary Reference for the Curious and Confused by Brett Washaw. I assume you can get on Amazon?
Yeah, wherever books are sold, you can get it.
Awesome. Brett Washaw, thanks for talking with us.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.